What you're looking at here is a bird. It appears to be kind of a wild bird, right? It's a crow, and it's sitting on a table with a fuzzy little hat. And this is a story about a foul-mouthed crow that flew into an elementary school, made friends with the kids in the elementary school, and had to be removed by the police. We find out later, though, that apparently he belongs to somebody who just took him in a few years ago. But anyway, the fact that there's a crow flying around inside of an elementary school is just amazing to me.
How did they get the hat on the crow?
Like,
how did that happen?
I had to send the link because I needed everybody to look at the fact that this bird is wearing what appears to be some sort of home ec handmade felt hat.
That is a sassy crow. Hat. You see the side eye it's giving us?
The very best part about all of this is that the bird flies in. They're like, where did this come from? And they're like, it was landing on people's heads. But then the woman that they talked to in this article says the bird could speak. A crow could speak. And the bird would say, what's up? I'm fine. And a lot of swear words.
What? What? Oh. So is it not really a crow? I didn't know crows were trainable.
I didn't either. But it can wear a hat. It can swear at you. And then it gets removed by the police. I love this bird.
Why did it have to be removed by the police?
They said it was because animal control said that they couldn't deal with it because it's not their jurisdiction, I guess. And then a wildlife officer from the Oregon State Police came and removed it because it's still a wild animal flying around inside of an elementary school.
Did you confirm the date on this? This wasn't an April Fool's story?
This was published
2 days ago.